Andrew, we talked to you in the first intermission, obviously after a very good start to this game. Now that 60 minutes is complete and domination by your club, how did you assess the most recent victory here tonight?
Yeah, obviously a really good start, against a team that's, coming off their 10-day break, and it's really hard. I think we faced that last year. I think we had a really bad first. So, we felt that in Philly a little bit too. We were just lucky that the other team was coming off the break too. So, kind of took advantage of that aspect and then kind of played it out. Did some good things and some bad things throughout the rest of the game. But, obviously take 2 points in this league and run.
What were the challenges of that second period, and how did your club continue then to get better as the night went on and obviously wrap it up?
Well, obviously they were going to be a lot better in the second period. They got a lot of good players and a very proud group over there, so they weren't going to mail it in by any means. So we knew there was going to be a bit of a push there. We played in our end for the first probably 5 minutes. So it was handling that and then just kind of going about our game and trying to stay as fast as possible and not let off the gas and did an okay job. I think we had a couple lulls in the game, but overall we were able to stick with it pretty well.
What kind of lift do you get when you can chase a guy like Gibson, obviously a guy who's been playing at a Vezina level this year, Andrew?
I think that's part of it, but I think just getting the crowd into it too was huge for us. It feels like we haven't been playing our best hockey here, and at some point it's been almost a kind of a lull, so give our fans something to cheer about early in that first and just kind of get them into the game right away. And obviously Gibson's a fantastic goaltender, and he's gonna bounce back for sure. But nice to just get everyone involved in the game too. I think we only had a few guys that didn't weren't on the score sheet. And obviously those guys contributed in every way. So to get all four lines going for sure was huge.
Speaking of the crowd, I don't know if you heard the "We Want 10" chants, but did you know that you had history on your stick on that shorthanded chance in the third?
Trying to make me feel worse about it, or
I hate to bring up a goal that wasn't.
Did you know
that the franchise record was 9, and
absolutely not. No, that's not something on our radar. But we definitely heard that we want 10.
It's meant to get the payoff for your group. I mean, fourth line's been rolling.
This is just kind of another day for us. I feel like right now we're playing really well, playing the other team's end, creating a lot of chances. So this is just, keeping on that path, really.
Day off tomorrow from a former quarterback standpoint. Is Tom Brady beatable?
Is he beatable? Yeah, he's 5-3 in Super Bowls, but, he's been there 8 times. I like his chances tomorrow.